We begin, though, with a look at the local angle of international affairs. The trade conflict between the U.S. and China is heating up, and while tariffs on the steel and agricultural industries have taken center stage, the conflict has quietly moved into another less visible sector. Those changes are already affecting businesses, but over time they could impact you and city governments and even undermine state environmental policy. FM89's Carrie Klein reports on China's disruption of the recycling industry and what it means for the Valley.
Among the warehouses and distribution centers in South Fresno, the calls of egrets, herons, and great horned owls may seem a little out of place. This is a transfer station for Mid-Valley Disposal, one of the biggest trash and recycling collectors in the San Joaquin Valley. These recordings of bird calls help keep pests out of the bottles, cans, and boxes trucked in every day. Joseph Kalpikoff, president of Mid-Valley Disposal, says pest control is especially important now because his property is filling up fast.
You're probably looking at a couple hundred tons of just, mixed paper.
Just right here in
just
this
right
part
here.
Of the parking lot.
Yep, yep.
What would this have looked like 6 months ago?
Oh, 6 months ago it was empty.
Kalpikoff is standing in front of a wall of paper bales around 10 feet high. Paper that was recycled by hundreds of thousands of residents in Fresno and three surrounding counties. Hundreds of bales like these are sprinkled throughout this transfer station, which used to move bales out within just a few days.
Right now, the market is basically, you know, upset and it's upside down for recyclers.
Why? Because a new policy in China leaves huge amounts of the U.S.'s recyclables without a destination. Stockpiling them is one response, but permits regulate how many bales can be stacked. If Kalpikoff meets that limit, he may have to start sending them to landfills, something some other companies have already resorted to. In response, some Valley cities are raising fees and re-educating residents on recycling.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a challenge for not only us, but the entire industry.
The U.S. prides itself that it recycles about a third of its solid waste. California set an ambitious goal to recycle 75% of its waste by 2020. But the U.S. can't process all that material, so we ship a huge amount overseas. The biggest importer is China, which takes about a third of our scrap materials. But that changed in March. A new policy banned 24 products, mostly paper and plastics, and it cracked down on contamination, which basically means unwanted material. The plastic bags, hubcap, and flip-flop I watch sorters pull off the conveyor belt, those are contamination. China dropped its acceptable contamination rate dramatically from 7% of each bale to just 0.5%.
The contamination level that's coming in on a curbside is averaging between 30 and 40% right now. With the new contamination thresholds, it's a challenge to make that 0.5%.
Most recently, starting on May 4th, China halted importation of all U.S. recycling for 30 days. Why such big changes? The Chinese government claims it's a push for the environment. These policies arose from a program loosely translated as National Sword, which aims to cut down on imports of foreign waste. Adina Adler of the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries says recycling wasn't the main target, but it became a casualty. She says while the policies themselves aren't unreasonable, they were made without consulting the recycling industry.
So, you know, they're done without an understanding of what is the existing recycling technology and how it can produce and to what tolerances.
China's environmental bent began years ago. But Kate O'Neill, a professor of environmental science and policy at UC Berkeley, says the latest move, the ban starting on May 4th, certainly had suspicious timing.
I think the latest has to do more with the current tensions over trade with the Trump administration.
These policies have consequences beyond recycling companies. Here in California, if too many recyclables go to landfills, entire cities could end up in violation of state laws that require waste to be diverted away from dumps. O'Neill says this is an opportunity to redesign the entire recycling industry.
It means they have to get a whole lot more creative and really start pushing for better infrastructure at home to recycle a lot of the paper and plastic that we produce.
Some public agencies are making changes. Bakersfield has proposed increasing recycling fees, in part because of China's new policies. Starting in June, the city of Fresno will be re-educating residents on what's recyclable and what's not. The state agency CalRecycle is encouraging regulators to loosen restrictions on how much recycling companies like Mid-Valley can stockpile.
We have bales inside the transfer station.
None of these are fast enough for Joseph Kalpikoff. He's worried about the future. But while he waits for a solution, he may at least buy more bird collars to keep the critters out. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.